whether it be your religious liberty or your property rights. There's no in between here, and we just had a big debate over the last couple of weeks about property rights here with a vote in the Senate on a very big project that's expected to come through. And it's not just about Northern Pass, but it's about property rights in general. And I'm just wondering, what is the middle ground? Well, we got to find a way that we can balance property rights with business interests. I'm sorry, property rights are property rights. And to me, that's the end of the discussion.
We've seen the Supreme Court, I argue, come down in error on that. The United States Constitution, as you know, Bulldog, had twin pillars to it. They understood that liberty and property rights were concomitant. You could have political rights and property rights, but anybody who tried to tell you you could have one but not the other was leading you down the wrong path to eventual servitude and serfdom. In the United States, I think you should not be allowed to be denied your property simply because it would generate money for the government by being handed to some big operating enterprise. That is not how this nation was founded. That is not what the pillars of the Constitution are. And it is certainly not what equity and human nature would tell us is fair.
Right. And we saw that all come out in the Kelo case.
Absolutely.
You know, Kelo versus New London, which any regular listeners here have gotten quite a lesson as to what happened there. I mean, and there's a promise that government made, and it just turned that place into a vacant lot now.
And the United States has, again, always understood this. We understood this from the founding on, is that you have political rights and you have property rights, and you have to have both because they're mutually reinforcing. It's as if you have two legs, and if you take away one of the legs, you're going to topple over. For the Supreme Court to sit there and say that somehow it's good for government to make revenue off of a project, ergo your property rights are diminished, is ridiculous. And I think that now that it's been put down at the state level, I would hope federalism would take its course and state legislatures across the country would continue to accept the fact that their own constitutions are protections and that any statutes that are in place that would allow some type of taking such on that basis would be immediately repealed and replaced with the full protection of your property rights. They're the fruits of your labor. You've earned them. No one should come in and take them from you under the guise of helping government get revenue.
Right, because for some people, that price can never be bought. You know, that property can never be bought because there's no dollar amount that they can put towards that emotional and historical attachment to their land, too.
Your home should never be subject to a simple majority vote of a council being taken from you and handed to somebody else.
Well, and I guess the same could be said about a lot of our freedoms, too, because this is where people get confused with we live in a democracy versus a constitutional republic.
We live in a country that was created by people who established government as their servant to protect their rights. They did not get their rights from the government. They got their rights from God. And anything that the Congress does or the president does or any level of government does is a delegation from the sovereign people down to their temporary servants who can be removed at the pleasure of the populace.